Welcome to Retro Perspective, and within this video, I would like to nonetheless talk about a more or less important subject in which I want to address within this video. And the subject of this video should be more or less explanatory from the title of this video. And that being that if we want to continue surviving, and what do I mean by something such that on this own account when I make such a statement on this particular account? Being that if we truly want to survive of that given people, then we need to take into account to what is happening fundamentally to that of our given people. The only way we as white people will ever be able to strive and survive into the nearby foreseeable future is if we are able to, first and foremost, able to admit to what's happening to that of our given people. The first step in securing the future of the a future for the existence of white people is to admit to the problems at hand. If we cannot do that, people, then how do you expect us to ever act upon the ideal notion of what's considered preservation, people, at, you know, securing the actual existence of the entirety of the white race, so to speak? It's my exact point, people. Any more than that, I just don't know what else to say. If we are to survive, we must admit to what's happening to us, people, aka wake up other white people. Get together, get organized, and start establishing what you would consider small settlements. You know, like return to land, so to speak. Or in this case, just call them small colonies for what is, people. So that we can have our own region to go to. So then we can prosper and persevere and survive this coming shitstorm that is speeding up towards us, people. It's threatening to sweep us all away into, you know, into oblivion, people. But the only way we're going to be able to survive, more or less, is if we admit that there is a problem. It's like a person who's on drugs. They're never going to ever help themselves if they're not going to admit to themselves that maybe they have a problem being themselves. They're fucking addicts, people. They are hooked on those fucking drugs and etc., people. They are drug addicts. And the only way they can get off that fucking shit before it kills them, so to speak, is to admit that there's a problem. Otherwise, they're going to keep using and abusing until they're dead. Well, how does this concept not apply to we white people? We're so used to our materialism, to our decadence, to our comfort, to our way of life, so to speak, that being capitalism and, you know, this throwaway fucking mentality and, you know, everything's expendable bullshit, that we find it uncomfortable to admit that, there is in fact a problem being the targeting of white people. And if we admit to what's happening, it may take away our comfort, our luxuries, our decadence, and, you know, all our materialism and, you know, all the wonderful things that just keep us distracted, dumbed down, and docile. You know, they don't want to step into reality because it would be uncomfortable. Well, that's the fucking problem, people. It's how we have become too comfortable with this bullshit. And if we are to survive, we have to be willingly, more or less, to be able to step out of our comfort zone, to finally admit to what's happening to that of our given people, mainly being white people. And if we don't, well, then we're not going to survive of the given people if this trend keeps on going, people. In order for us to survive and thrive and persevere into the nearby foreseeable future, more or less, is to first admit that there's a problem. Not only to what's simply happening to the African people, but also with us, people. Being that we have allowed ourselves to become weak, decadent, and degenerate. Who have become too reliant on comfort and capitalism. For which we would become uncomfortable and probably wouldn't want to go without it. Oh, we're going to go live out in the backwoods without our luxury, without our materialism? Well, oh, the horror, yeah. That's totally skin off our fucking bones, right? No, that's a little consequence to the magnitude to what we're going to potentially face of the African people if we don't drop this fucking unhealthy habit. Being our comfort. Being that we're so used to being around modernity and all this shit, people. Oh, what? You don't want to go without your latte, your fucking Starbucks fucking shit coffee? Well, the horror. What, you can't leave your high-paying job because what? You'll be in poverty? What, you'll live in some shack? Well, what good is all that luxury and that high-paying job and etc. if you're dead or if you've been replaced by a DEI, so to speak? Is my exact point. So much for your survival. Oh, just keep your head down and everything will be fine, right? No, you'll lose it all inevitably. And one way or another, you will be fucked. And everyone else who falls in your footsteps, like the sheeple that they are. Like the good sheep that you are. Being led to the slaughter, to your own inevitable doom, so to speak. And I mean, that's what I mean, people. That's what's going to happen to our people if they don't wake up, and fairly quickly, at what's happening. Or else what they think will happen to them if they were to do exactly as I stated. Oh my god, without modernity, without the latte, without the fucking luxury, without the materialism, without the capitalism, the, you know, keep them in all kinds of comfort. The whore, they'll suffer. And they'll struggle. Isn't that what life is supposed to be? Yeah, it's about struggle, people. It's about struggle, surviving, and thriving. I mean, what good is all that comfort is if you are fucking dead? Because, you know, it's open season, white people. What good is a high-paying job if you inevitably get fired because you have to train your fucking replacement? Because, you know, DEI bullshit. Might as well switch it to DIE. Die. Because that's exactly what they're doing. You are being replaced. You are expendable. And, yeah, people. And the long-term goal of this multiracial, multicultural society for which there to be one excludes people like you being a white person. So either way, you're fucked. So why not admit to the truth at hand of what's happened to the African people? Why not admit to yourself that maybe there is a problem and just what's happened to the African people is also our bad habits. And maybe it's time to finally take the first steps to, I don't know, getting away from this hellscape and actually getting with your actual people. Who actually will give a damn about you for which you actually mean a damn thing. You know, community and folk alike. And with that, possibly stand a chance of actual survival. I mean, you would be better off living in some backwards nowhereville away from this shit, living with your people who actually may care about you than this shit where you're atomized and fucking literally told that you should be a worthless consumer and that materialism is your comfort. I think that would be more fulfilling, not having those, but actually having an actual fucking life. Actual real experience. Actual community and people alike. Who actually is something you can relate to for a living. And the only way to do that is to admit what's happening. For which then you can find like-minded people who think like you, who are like you, who recognize what's happening, get together, organize, and, you know, establish communities for which you can actually live within, that you can call your own and be a part of, something much greater than that of your own. Don't you think that's better than what you are currently living as?